Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Sports Weekend with Marty Terrell, presented by Innovative Wellness, innovativewellness.center. Here's Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Welcome to Sports Weekend. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We will get Marty Terrell in here shortly, along with Zaid Hussein. We got Giovanna Scroggins at 40 past the hour. Live update right now, the Chiefs up 19-7 on the Raiders. Man, the Chiefs have been struggling against these not so good teams. Raiders are only 2-9, and they just had a chance to take the lead. Carlson missed his second field goal of the day, a 50-yarder pulled up short and left. Man, Kansas City, they seemingly keep finding a way to sneak by. As of right now, it's 3rd-2 at the Las Vegas 44. Chiefs with the ball. Raiders just called their last timeout with 2:09 left on the clock, I believe it is. So we will continue to monitor that and let you guys know what's going on. Other news around the NFL. Finally, for Chicago Bears fans, they are rejoicing, and I'm sure Zaid Hussein will be very fired up about this. Matt Eberflus out the door after just what was one of the most atrocious examples of clock management that I think I've ever seen from an NFL coach in that Bears-Lions game yesterday. They had a chance to tie it and send it to overtime. Hell, they had a chance to win it. But instead, they chose to pretty much just stand around with their hands in their pockets for the last 20 seconds of the game until Caleb Williams inevitably threw up just, a not-so-good attempt. It was 2-0-1, not near the end zone. And everyone, including the Lions, were kind of just standing around like, what the hell just happened? It was confusing, but we're going to get into that as well. We'll touch on the Cowboys-Giants, kind of a sleeper game. This was the game that everyone decided to nap during after they ate their turkey yesterday on Thanksgiving. And the Dolphins, they just cannot shake this idea of not being able to play in cold weather or against teams with winning records. They got smoked last night against the Packers in Green Bay. We'll be talking some NFL, college football, and a heck of a lot more here on Sports Weekend. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 towards your closing costs with Rocket Mortgage. Go to rocketmortgage.com. Shout out to Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline USA. Sports Weekend.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, it's sports weekend here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Marty Terrell and Brendan St. Hussein. Before we get everyone in here, just some quick score updates. The Chiefs are up 19-17 on the Las Vegas Raiders. However, the Raiders have the ball with a minute and 34 seconds left as of right now on their own 20. Welcome back to Sports Weekend. Sorry about those technical difficulties here. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Marty Terrell. Seems like we got just disconnected for a second. So again, the Chiefs up 19-17 on the Las Vegas Raiders right now. Raiders have the ball second down, 24 seconds left. They are driving in field goal range as of right now, so we might see a Carlson game-winning kick coming up. We're going to get Marty and Zayd Hussein in here as well. We're just going to get into this Eberflus firing. We're getting Marty added in just a second. I'll start us off here because this. Oh, Zayd, are you there?
Yeah.
Zayd, how we doing, my man? Eberflus out the door. Let's hear your take on it.
Yeah, I think it's really, really interesting. It's something that just had to be done. I think it was a no-brainer at this point, looking back at yesterday's disaster. I mean, obviously, everybody saw what happened, and you know, it was just the worst, one of the worst things I've seen by a coach in a long, long time, and it had to be done, and I'm glad it was done. Now I think the Bears could, you know, just take it in, move on, and hopefully find a better option during the offseason.
Who do you have your eyes on right now? If you know, are you looking to bring in Belichick? Like, what, you know, or is, do you have anyone specifically that you're looking into?
Yeah, I mean, I think what I don't want is, you know, the offensive coordinator that is now being pushed up to head coach to have a somewhat decent time, and then you hire him as a head coach. That's something I don't want at all. I think overall, you have to look at guys like Bill Belichick. If he's someone that's interested in coming on and being a head coach, I think you have to look at him as one of the serious options. Aside from that, I think you look at who's available during the offseason, who's willing to coach, and you go on from there.
What's going on with these Miami Dolphins? I think their record now is 2-12 or 2-13 against teams with a winning record under McDaniels. They certainly did not help themselves with the stigma of not being able to play in cold weather. They got absolutely smoked last night. To be honest, it was embarrassing. Outside of a couple touchdowns here, in the third and fourth quarter, while they were already down massively, this one wasn't particularly close at all. Are the Dolphins a serious team for you? I know that, the couple weeks where Tua wasn't in there, we can't really hold that against them. But, where do we go from here with the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think it's clear what the Dolphins are at this point, and that's just, a little bit above average team. Nothing great. I think they're lucky to get to 500 by the end of the season. And this is a team in Miami that, when you look at what Tua's done since he came back, there's a lot of hesitancy from him. Because this is a guy that will no longer stand in the pocket and try to deliver a throw. His throws are rushed. Some of them are inaccurate. And what made Tua so well is the ability to throw the ball accurately down the field. And we didn't see that yesterday. We saw inaccurate Tua. We saw Tua rushing to make decisions, and it just didn't work out. It didn't look right.
All right, let's shift gears a little bit. Just real quick, your take on this Cowboys-Giants game. I mean, it was kind of a sleeper. Drew Lock looked all over the place. The Cowboys defense did score a touchdown. What are the Cowboys? Obviously with they're not a serious team, right? This is just a bad team beating another bad team.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the Cowboys side, like, the defense is starting to get healthier. The team is starting to get better defensively. I just think it's too little too late for them. They had too many injuries to overcome since the beginning of the season. And this is a Cowboys team, like I said. When you lose Bland, you lose Parsons for a couple weeks. You lose Prescott. It's hard to overcome. And now it's just too little too late for them. They may rack up a couple wins here at the end of the year, but they're going to be meaningless wins. Ultimately, the team that will miss the playoffs and, look at another offseason of just disappointment, to be honest with you. Pure disappointment.
All right, breaking news. As of right now, the Chiefs just held on against the Raiders. Marty, I'm going to throw this one over to you. Raiders were driving with the ball in field goal range. There was a fumble. A flag for an illegal shift was thrown. That's declined. Kansas City holds on after what would have been a game-winning field goal attempt. They find another way to get it done, Marty. How about the Chiefs? Are you worried for them moving forward?
I think you definitely have to be. I mean, they should bury the teams like the Raiders. They've been playing with fire for weeks on end and finally ended in Buffalo against a legitimate team. But you know what I'm going to tell you? I hate to say it. It sounds arrogant. But there is a level of arrogance in that organization. I'm going to tell you what it is, and that is they rise to the level sometimes of their competition. They let bad teams hang around. I mean, the Lions yesterday let the god-awful Bears hang around. So I'm not overly concerned, but I think you have to kind of red flag it and realize Kansas City is playing with fire right now. But you know what? I suspect Andy Reid, as good of a coach he is, he'll have this team well-primed for the stretch run and the playoffs. So I'm not overly concerned, but you got to put a little check mark next to it. They're sloppy. They really are.
They are. And, Marty, I wanted to get your take. We got cut off due to technical difficulties before. Your take on the Eberflus firing, and where do the Bears go from here? I mean, obviously, it had to happen. That clock management yesterday was the worst I have ever seen, hands down. It was pathetic.
Yeah. Where do they go from here? Tyler, where are they going to go from here? Who knows? Let me, what I was saying before, we got messed up there. But let me tell you, Eberflus deserved to get fired, number one. Not even for the horrific clock management was his justification that he was doing the right thing. He did not understand in that press conference the ill of his ways. He had no clue. And that post-game press conference was embarrassing, number one. And what is it with the freaking Bears? They never get it right. They don't get it right with coach. No, listen, they don't get it right with coaches. They don't get it right with general managers. They don't get it right with quarterbacks. They don't get it right with trades. They don't get it right with drafts. I mean, they draft Caleb Williams. He's turned into he's turned into a bum, and it's not really his fault. That organization is a disaster. The McCaskies, please, Virginia McCaskey, get out. Sell the effing team. Will you put an owner in there? Yeah, sell it to Mark Cuban. Sell it to somebody. Sell the team. Belichick, I hope he doesn't dare go there. He's going to be the first call they make, and I hope he, if Belichick thinks he can turn them around, he's crazy. They are the bad news bears. No lie, they stink. And that and Eberflus thinking he didn't do anything wrong was laughable. And the press conference was a comedy show. Play that. I'll play it again tomorrow night. We'll call it Saturday Night Live. It'll be the funniest thing you hear all weekend.
The fact that he didn't own that in the press conference was just it was mind blowing to me. I mean,
I couldn't wait to talk to you today. You and Zane, I couldn't wait.
Let's get your take on Caleb Williams. How is he doing for you as a Bears fan? And you know, is it on the head coach? Just real quick, give us a quick take on Caleb Williams thus far.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the first half, I don't think we had a first down, like literally in the first half. We had zero first downs. I mean, it was absolutely insane. Then you come out in the second half and you look at what Caleb Williams does, like three touchdowns, throwing the ball everywhere, making plays, scrambling. I think it was the play calling and the coaching from day one. Like you can't throw out a rookie quarterback, have the worst play calling, the worst offensive scheme, and think he's just going to be successful. This is a guy that clearly has talent. I think we could all agree here that Williams does have talent. And I think with the right coaching, it doesn't even have to be good coaching. Just give him average coaching and give that offense, you know, average, just a regular scheme, and they'll be successful. I think DJ Moore looks well. I think the whole entire offense was clicking towards the end of the game. Like you guys all said, the worst clock management. I said a couple weeks ago, we find different ways to lose. And, you know, we just keep finding different ways. I mean, this was the worst possible way I could ever see us losing. Worse than the Hail Mary. I truly believe it was worse than the Hail Mary. Because
it was.
We have no idea what we're doing with the timeout. I mean, guys, it was the worst Thanksgiving I've ever seen in my life for Chicago Bears fans. People are ready to jump off cliffs. They're ready to jump off buildings. I mean, it's unbelievable. I think Eberflus has to take cover when he gets back here. And he's back here.
Yeah,
I think he has to take cover.
He's got to just move out of the state and never come back. Because you're right. That was probably one of the most embarrassing losses that I've ever seen. I had secondhand embarrassment. Me and my boys were watching the game. I'm like, wow, the Bears might go down and win it. You know, at worst, we're going to overtime here. The overs, they all had the over. So they were like, okay, we're going to overtime no matter what we cash. And then that went down, and everyone was just like, what the hell just happened? All right, Zade, thank you so much for joining us. Up next, it will be me and Marty. We're chatting NFL college football before we get Giovanna in at the 40-minute mark here on Sports Weekend, brought to you by Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline USA, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and we are listened to globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Don't move. We will be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend. Here with your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Marty Terrell. Marty, we just wrapped this game up. We're going to get some live reactions here from you. The Chiefs 19, Raiders 17. The Raiders had a chance to win this game. They had the ball in field goal range. There was a flag that got thrown for an illegal shift, fumble. Chiefs recover. They narrowly hang on. Just a drive before this, by the way, mind you, Carlson missed a field goal, his second miss of the day. It was short and left. He would have had a third attempt to win the game. And the Chiefs now are 11-1. They're 6-0 at home. But I mean, I don't care that they won this game. I don't care that they beat the Panthers last week. They should have handled business in these last few games. And you know, yes, they did with a win. They beat the Panthers by three, and then they beat the Raiders by two the following week. After coming off of a loss away at the Buffalo Bills, they play the Chargers next week. I'm very worried for this team. Let's hear your thoughts on the Chiefs.
I don't know if I'd say very worried, because there's just that you know, that division is theirs. I mean, it just is. Tyler, at 11-1, look, they're going to be the one seed in all probability. Even if they don't get the one seed, they're going to get home field throughout. Throughout the AFC at least. But listen, I'm not really. I wouldn't be overly concerned, but they're playing to the level of their competition. They're letting bad teams hang around. I mean, how can you not bury Carolina? You know, I had some Chief fans say, "Well, you know, the game was on the road." Well, hold on a minute. You could play that game on Neptune, and you're going to beat that. I mean, the Panthers are horrible. The Raiders, other than the Bears, are the worst team in the NFL. I mean, the Raiders stink. And the owner, Mark Davis, who just peeled off 25% of the ownership, is the first one to tell you we stink. And I think Brady's probably going to revisit his ownership stake if he's got any brains.
The Chiefs' offensive line let up 4 or 5 sacks today.
Terrible.
I mean, that's going to be a problem, because they don't have the weapons that they used to have. I mean, Kelce had a great game today, but outside of that, he hasn't had a very remarkable season at all. Talking about this week coming up, next week they play the Chargers. The Chargers are playing a very good brand of football. They're 7-4, but they're very strong defensively. I think they could eat up this Chiefs offensive line for sure. They have great cornerbacks who can take away these kind of mid receivers outside of D-Hop, who's like 80 years old. And their offense is tearing it up. Are you, look too far ahead, is this a good spot for the Chargers, a good matchup?
It is, but I'm going to back up to what you said, because I think you captured the essence of the concern that people have for the Chiefs, and you went right to the offensive line. And that's where you cannot have your offensive line breaking down in December. As you move towards, look, November's movement month. What did Kansas City do to move in November? They solidified their status as the best team in the AFC for now. And December, when you're a division leader, then you want to stay healthy and protect your seed in your home field. I think they will accomplish that. But if you start to have deterioration, injuries mount, wear and tear overrun at the offensive line, a point of demarcation when the center snaps the football and when you got to control the line of scrimmage to win football games in the playoffs, huge concern. So I'll be honest with you, I wasn't paying that close of attention, but and I'll take your word because I think you're very, very astute on that. If that's where the problem is, Tyler, then I'm going to join you. I'm not going to be overly concerned, but I'll go up another level if the problem is in the offensive line, because any coach will tell you, Madden, his great teams, Belichick's great teams. Go back and look at the Patriots, the Niners, the Cowboys, the Niners, and all those teams in their heyday. What was one of their most dominant facets of the game? In the trenches, offensive line. And pass rush. So great point.
The Chiefs had 63 yards on the ground today and gave up 4 sacks. So that's, it's something for me just to keep an eye on as things progress, because you hit the nail on the head. When push comes to shove, if you have a lead late in the game in these playoff spots, for example, let's just hypothetically imagine the Bills get the ball back in that situation. The Raiders just drove down the field and, outside of a fluke fumble, were a field goal away from taking down Kansas City in their house. So, home field advantage or not, if your offensive line can't establish the rush, if you're giving up sacks, if you're playing a defense that can take the weapons out of the game, because just calling it for what it is, the Chiefs don't really have that many offensive weapons anymore. The receivers are just kind of guys that Mahomes makes half decent. I'm not hitting the panic button yet, but I am a little concerned. A team that I think I had the panic button pulled out, in about week 6 for this team, the Dolphins. The formula to beat the Dolphins, I'll give it to you guys right here. You ready? Have a winning record, temperature below 60 degrees. If those two things, or they're not even, they don't even have to be mutually exclusive. If it's one or the other, congrats.
100%. They go north of the Mason-Dixon line and they beat nobody. They don't beat anybody. They just don't. And, I think it's in their head. Because that should not be passed on from generation of Dolphin teams to Dolphin teams. You get my drift? But it does. It absolutely does. They pass it along. It's like in their DNA. The minute you put on a Dolphins powder blue or aqua uniform and a little orange and a little white, you throw that uniform on, guess what? You can't play if it goes above 32 degrees.
This game was over as soon as they muffed that punt and the Packers scored. I mean, it wasn't even close. You didn't even have to pay attention. The Packers dominated the entire game. It wasn't even a fight. The score is even it was 30-17, and I'm even saying that that's a deceiving scoreline. I am. They had 3 points in the first half, the Dolphins. 24-3 at halftime. Game was over. The Packers kind of just eased up, hand the ball off a lot, punt, play defense. They scored 14 points in the second half, the Dolphins. Congratulations. Just a sorry, sorry effort. Under McDaniels, I believe they're 2-12 against teams with a winning record, not even including, playing in the cold, just teams that are good, they don't beat. And the teams that they beat are the bad teams, and they don't even do it convincingly sometimes. So that's enough of that. We don't even have to touch on this Cowboys-Giants game. Cowboys win 27-20. Drew Lock was terrible. The Giants are bad. It's time to, for me, tank, draft a quarterback. It would be great if we had all 30 picks in the first round, and even if we had that, I don't think we'd be a competent football team the way things are. GM's got to get fired for me. It's a bad situation in New York.
I just want to say one thing before we head to break. You know what's going to be interesting, though? I'm hoping Daniel Jones gets a crack in Minnesota, and I'm not trying to rub it in, Tyler. Could you imagine? Just imagine if Darnold goes down and they hand the ball to Daniel Jones, and he just turns into the Daniel Jones that the Giants picked number 6.
Here's what's going to happen. The Vikings are going to continue to play the way they have until the postseason. Darnold will, and obviously I don't hope this happens. Darnold will go down in the first quarter of a game in the playoffs. Daniel Jones will come in and he'll win that playoff game. Darnold will come back and, whatever. But that's what's going to happen. And I said that I had this whole conversation this week. We got a couple minutes before break. I want to get into this real quick before
Let's do it.
Giovanna on and talk some college football. Yep. Daniel Jones, the only reason I think that people really associate him with being really bad is because he got paid $140 million. If Daniel Jones were to have gotten a $30 million, $40 million, $50 million contract and played this way, everyone would be saying, yeah, he's, you know, he's not great, but he's not like the worst quarterback ever. It's because he got paid that amount and because he got paid $106 million over his 6 years with the Giants, that's why people think he's that bad. This move for the Vikings, for me, is excellent. You just brought in a backup quarterback who's significantly better than Nick Mullins, who is an NFL starter for 6 years, who knows NFL offenses, who knows how to read NFL defenses, who is mobile with his legs, which adds a dimension of your game in the event that Sam Darnold goes out. Keep in mind, let's not forget, Aaron Jones, very injury prone. If he gets injured, it adds a little bit more to the running game if he is in the game in that situation.
Agree.
I think this is a great signing for the Vikings. They just brought in Darnold. I think mindset-wise also, you're Daniel Jones. You think, hey, look, Sam Darnold had a really tough time his first couple years in the NFL. He comes into this organization. They embrace him. They're 9-2. They're 4-1 at home. The fans are great. They have a great culture. They got great guys around them, a good coaching staff. I think it's a great signing for the Vikings. Am I wrong?
Oh no! It's a perfect fit, and I'm just saying it's only going to be illuminated more if he gets an opportunity, because I don't think Daniel Jones is as bad as people think. But listen, Tyler, we don't have time to do it today. We'll do it early next week because I've been dying. Do you understand how many? I mean, Belichick got passed over last year. I mean, Atlanta and all the other garbage. Can you imagine? We'll do it later next week. But just something to chew on before we head to break. Do you know how many coaches are going to get fired in the offseason?
And then we're here.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, I'm talking front offices are going to get absolutely wiped out. I mean, Belichick, the best thing that happened to Belichick, see, he wins by losing. He doesn't get a job, and it's the best thing in the world. He's having a blast on television, and you're going to watch 8 or 9 coaches walk the plank. You mark my words, it's going to be record-setting carnage in the offseason. 100%.
And we're going to get to that next week. Up next, however, Giovanna Scroggins. She will be at the Texas A&M game this weekend. We're going to chat some college football playoffs, and a whole lot more here. Sports Weekend, Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline USA. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here with Marty Terrell. And up next, Giovanna Scroggins. Don't move. We'll be right back.
No. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Sports Weekend. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Marty Terrell, and now bringing in Giovanna Scroggins, who will be live at the Texas A&M game at Kyle Field. Giovanna, how are we doing, and how excited are you for this game?
Oh, yeah, one of the biggest games this year in college football, so I'm super excited. College game day is going to be in the environment as well, so very excited to get down there, but I'm doing good today. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Thank you for asking. We just went through this crazy Chiefs-Raiders game, but let's shift over to college football. Some results today. Right now, it's the fourth quarter with 10:41 left. Ole Miss up 20-14 on Mississippi State. As of right now, they are on the outside looking at the playoff picture. Boise State beat Oregon State 34-18. Gentry rushed for 226 yards and a touchdown. This kid is just absolutely insane. And Colorado win 52-0 against Oklahoma State. But let's focus on this game that you're going to, because there's some serious implications here in terms of playoff picture. Texas 10-1. They're sitting at the 3 seed. I don't care that Texas A&M lost last week to Auburn. Playing in Kyle Field in front of 100,000 people is a very difficult thing to do. Texas is a 5-point favorite. Giovanna, what are your thoughts on the outcome? Like, where do you think this game is headed? And then, Marty, I want to hear your thoughts on this as well afterwards.
Sounds good. Giovanna, yeah. Go ahead,
Gio. I think for the Longhorns, it's not going to be a walk in the park for them by no means. I mean, we've seen Texas A&M, this football team, upset big teams before. So I think, you know, Texas has – it's an uphill battle for them. I don't think this is going to be an easy win for them. They're going to have to fight for it. If they do win, you know, we'll see Texas in the SEC championship. If we don't, what are the implications on their seeding and their position in the 12-team college football playoffs? What does that mean for them if they lose to Texas A&M? What does that mean for other teams? So either way, they have a lot to lose. Texas A&M obviously just wanting to take down a big team, and I think they want to end their season out on a win.
Marty?
Yeah. Yeah, what I would say here is I'll paint first with real broad strokes. Elko has done a tremendous job. I mean, this guy was at Duke. He came in there. He cleaned up the stench left over from Fisher. The underbelly of Texas A&M and College Station was as ugly can get. But that being said, this is such a really tricky spot for
We just lost Marty. We're going to get him added back in here, but I'm going to add on to what he was essentially alluding to. This is a very tricky spot for Texas. And Giovanna, I want to add something in here for you, because you asked about this and you broadly brought it up. What is the implication for Texas? I'm going to tell you what the implication is. For me, if we look at who Texas has played this year and who they beat and who their losses to, all of their ranked wins came against teams that are no longer ranked in the top 25.
Mm-hmm.
They beat a Florida team without Florida's starting quarterback, who has done a great job. They handled them 49-17. They dusted Kentucky unranked. Outside of that, the only team that they played that is still a ranked football team is Georgia. And what happened in that game? Georgia came into their house and absolutely mopped the floor with them. So now let's throw this hypothetical out there. Texas loses to Texas A&M. What happens? Where do you go from there? They're a two-loss team. They have zero ranked wins. They got dusted by Georgia at home. Do they deserve to be in this college football playoff?
Yeah, my answer to that is frankly no. A team that has two losses They're not going to be, you know, in the SEC championship if they do lose. What does that mean when you have other teams, maybe in smaller, you know, not power four conferences, but maybe in smaller conferences that only have one loss or if zero losses and that did win their championship in their respective conference? What does that mean? So I think the committee is going to have a really interesting time and has a big task ahead of them in ranking this Texas team if they do lose.
I mean, do you think the committee actually has the guts to do it, though, to leave Texas out, a two-loss Texas? Because I'm just saying it right now. A two-loss Texas for me, I'm just pulling out, I just clicked on Alabama real quick. A two-loss Texas with the wins that they have, or lack of wins that they have against actually good teams, is not more deserving to be in the playoff than this three-loss Alabama team. Alabama beat Georgia. Alabama beat Missouri. Alabama beat LSU. Yes, they lost to an unranked Oklahoma team 24-3 that Texas mopped the floor with. However, their other loss came to Tennessee and Vanderbilt. The Vanderbilt loss is obviously not a good look. But if they find a way to win against Auburn this week, for me, if I'm on that committee, Alabama is more deserving. You look at a team like Ole Miss as well. They just dropped the Florida game. Florida is probably the hottest team in college football right now. Guess what Ole Miss did? They beat Georgia. Guess what Georgia did? Wiped the floor with Texas. So The committee's going to have a lot of really, really interesting situations to handle. As of right now, your SMU, your alma mater SMU, is in the college football playoff. Are you riding that, you know, they can take care of business this weekend and wrap this whole thing up?
Oh, for sure. I think, you know, Cal 6-5 right now on the season, I think this will be a pretty good win as long as we go in there and take care of business. We're at home this weekend, so shouldn't be too much of a task. But the only thing I'm worried about is obviously, you know, getting into the college football playoffs, finishing out your season. You have already clinched your spot in the ACC. You just need to go in there and make sure you win this game, and that's what it comes down to. They're more than capable of winning this game.
At noon Eastern, we're going to see 12-seed Clemson take on 15-seed South Carolina. This is, I mean, whoever wins this game, or do they have a legitimate case of being in the playoff? I think, I mean, if Clemson wins this game, they're going to be 10-2. If Texas loses their game, they're also 10-2. Are you telling me that 12-seed Clemson isn't going to advance up and sneak into this if they can find a way to win this game? What are your thoughts on this game in general and the implications for both teams?
Yeah, if Clemson can win this game, I think they do get in there. But it's really interesting, and I was listening to one of the chairs in the committee this morning just talking about his outlook and how the committee is really ranking these teams. And from his perspective, he was really giving, viewers the hope that, hey, we're looking at this in all angles. We're not just looking at win-loss record. We're not just looking at strength of opponents. We're looking at the team in general. We're looking at how they play football. Now, this could be just a bunch of smoke and mirrors and him telling us what we want to hear. But I truly think, just based off of how many teams from each conference are represented in the 12-team playoff, I truly think, you know, we're going to see a pretty much all-around and fair conference football playoff. So, I don't know. We shall see. But I think if Clemson wins this game, they'll get in for sure.
Marty, do we have you with us now?
Yeah, you do. I'm having all sorts of Skype issues. Sorry. Anyways, I don't know what you wanted to ask me, but I just wanted to finish up. There's a lot of good teams, guys, not with one loss. There's a lot of great teams with two losses. There are great teams like Alabama, and I won't say great, very, very excellent teams that have three losses. So I'm taking A&M. I think that home field, Elko, they get an early lead, like I said at the outset. I don't know if you heard that. I think if A&M gets an early lead and Texas has to play comfort-behind football on the road, ain't happening. So I think we're going to see, like you said, Tyler, some craziness, and there's no shame in having two losses. There's just none. We've got a lot of good teams with double losses this year. Crazy.
I want to throw this out there. I was seeing a video about this online in terms of the actual format. As of right now, in order, Oregon, Texas, Miami, and Boise State 1-4, all with byes. This 12-5 seed game, you would potentially, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, would you rather be a 1-seed Oregon that, as things are right now, plays a either 8-seed Georgia or 9-seed Tennessee, or a 5-seed Ohio State without a bye, who gets a tune-up game at home against Boise, a team like Arizona State, who then goes on the road to play Boise State before going to the semifinals to play Oregon, Georgia, or Tennessee. It's very, very interesting when you see things set up this way and taking into effect the fact that the teams that are the higher seeds in the first round are all at home. So what are your guys' thoughts on this formatting? Do you think Ohio State is kind of sitting in, as of right now, as what they're looking like going to be a 5-seed? Are they in the best spot and poised to make the deepest run? Marty, we'll start with you.
Okay, I the system's flawed, Tyler, and you just orchestrated perfectly, elocuted exactly what's wrong with it. Yeah, Ohio State's the second best team in the country, and they fall all the way to the 5-seed. The automatic bids, the automatic buys for conference champions needs to go away. It just does. It needs to go away. Rank the teams. Come on, that's why you have rankings. Stop this nonsense. Get the top four ranked teams their buys. You can't put this other garbage in there. It just doesn't make any sense. It's flawed. It's flawed from the get-go, and exactly the reason that you just laid out there with Ohio State getting a clear path, in my opinion, with the 5-seed. It doesn't make any sense. Flawed from the get-go.
Giovanna.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with, you know, Marty and you there on that, just kind of how the system is set up. It's not really fair for these other teams, especially kind of like Marty said, you're the second best team in the country right now, and you're the 5th seed. So, you know, that just doesn't make sense to me. So 100% agree on that point.
Let's shift over to do a little bit of NFL. For me, the game of the week is at 4:25 Eastern on CBS at M&T Bank Stadium, Baltimore, Maryland. Ravens at home versus the Red Hot Eagles. Baltimore is a -3 favorite in this game. Giovanna, what are your thoughts on this game? Do you think that the Eagles are primed to knock off the Ravens at home with the way that they've been playing?
You know, yes. And I only will say that because of the Ravens defense as of lately. This game to me is about which quarterback and running back duo is a better duo and which defense can stop that duo the best. I think Saquon has proven time and time again of how electric and how explosive he can be. And that alone is enough for me to say Eagles are going to probably take this one. I think the Ravens defense is going to struggle stopping Saquon. I mean, heck, a bunch of defenses have struggled stopping Saquon this season so far. So yeah, that game's going to be really fun to watch, and I'm excited to see that.
Marty, what are your thoughts on this game?
I honestly think Saquon, one of two scenarios, this is going to sound like a waffling, kind of a lame answer. He's going to bounce one way there. He's going to move forward off 255 on the ground where he put on a clinic, but the Rams are terrible. But let's keep in mind, the Ravens defense can't stop a nosebleed. They're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. So Saquon could move forward off that. Can you imagine the play action? And I again, Tyler, I feel bad as a Giants fan. You have to watch your former number one pick just absolutely tear up the league right now. My gut tells me the Ravens are going to get absolutely blasted. And I'm telling you, it's not what you are in September. It's not what you are in October or November or even December. It's what you are in January. And I'll back up. December's important, and right now the Eagles are trending towards maybe, if you were to get ready for this, the best team in the National Football League, despite a lame coach, by the way.
I have to say, and I have to admit this, this morning I was just throwing together a little futures parlay, and I put the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
They're there. I'm telling you, they're there. They're right there.
You look at the team, they're going to be, just looking at their schedule, you know, outside of the Ravens this week and in 2 weeks they play the Steelers. The other four teams they play are the Panthers, who are utterly pathetic, the Commanders, who have a terrible defense, and who the Eagles handedly beat just a couple weeks ago, the Cowboys, I'm sorry, Giovanna, equally pathetic, and the Giants, who are probably the worst team in the history of the NFL. So they're going to go into the playoffs feeling good with multiple wins, potentially a 3-loss team, and you know, healthy, because they're going to be able to rest guys in week 17 and 18. So the Eagles, for me, I love them in this game. The fact that they're an underdog makes absolutely no sense to me. If anything, this should be a pick 'em. I will take +3 in this spot all day long for these Philadelphia Eagles, and for the exact reasons that you stated, Giovanna. The Ravens defense is terrible. They're god awful, and you know, maybe we'll see their defense kind of wake up. They were awake and alive last week against the Chargers, but they still gave up 23. However, that last touchdown was, you know, garbage time. No one really cared about it. So if you factor that in, you know, they gave up, what, 17 points against a very, very good Chargers offense on the road. That's encouraging for me. However, this is the biggest test this week. Giovanna, thank you so much for joining us. We always love having you on. Up next here on Sports Weekend, the two-minute drill with myself, Tyler Levine, and Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America. Don't move. We will be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend. Time for the two-minute drill here with Tyler Levine and Marty Terrell. Marty, I'm going to start this off with just some breaking news. My dog has reported that Juan Soto has signed with the New York Yankees. That's about as credible as the report that's going to the Red Sox.
I think the Red Sox have got him. That guy, whoever he is, that guy on X, that, I don't know who he is,
but he's 2-for-2. Exactly. This is what I'm saying. My two buddies, Clay and Josh, are Red Sox fans. They've been saying all day, I can't believe Juan Soto is a Red Sox. I'm sending a picture of this guy's profile picture. I'm like, this is the guy. this is the guy that the world, and not even the world, it's that Massachusetts, Boston Red Sox fans are going crazy over. There is not a single reputable news source or reputable reporter that has went along with this report. It is air. It is nothing. until I see him in a Red Sox hat and him announcing it on social media or someone even half credible, I'm not buying it at all. It is as accurate as me saying my dog Louie has reported that Juan Soto is signing with the Yankees. I'm not happy. But
well, hey, all I know is the guy knew when Porzingis was coming back. He knew that Jim Montgomery had been fired. All the Boston media hadn't a clue. And now you got Jeff Passan of ESPN, who I'm sure a nice guy. I'm sure, you know, and mom and dad Passan love their son Jeff. But he's the thinnest skinned geek I've ever seen. And he immediately went out and lashed the guy. Let's see how it plays out. Okay. I didn't see a denial from the Soto camp today. Did you? I didn't see a denial. And by the way, I want to say one other thing. If Baltimore was getting three, I'd pick them to win Sunday. But the three would have to be the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're going to get smoked by the Eagles. They're going to get smoked. Tyler, had fun today, buddy. I'll talk to you Monday, huh?
Talk to you Monday. Thank you, Marty. All right, Sports Weekend rolls on. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Up next, more sports talk here on Sports Byline USA. Shout out to Sports Overnight American.